This is Tom Levis continuing with Character Traits for Successful Living. The insider trading scandal was the subject of a feature story in USA Weekend, December 11th to 13th, 1987. The title was Gimme: Some Observations of Leading Contemporaries. Jack Francis, professor of economics and finance, Bernard Baruch College, said greed is a great religion. Ruth Ann Kidd, a USA Weekend reader, said, quote, I've always felt hemmed in by lack of financial resources, but to me, greed is evil. Dr. J. Rohrlich, a psychiatrist who treats greed addicts, said, quote, money is the focus of the 80s. Robert Reich, Harvard professor of political economy, wrote, quote, concern about material comforts has seeped into all corners of our culture. Larry Heller, University of Chicago grad student, said, quote, who needs a $3.5 million house, especially when you can afford a $1 million house? Malcolm Forbes, capitalist, said, quote, Henry Ford didn't begin Ford Motor Company for greed. The incidental part of ambition is wealth. Very few people are driven by greed. One of Professor Francis' students was Dennis Levine. The professor said Dennis didn't follow his advice. Quote, be honest and ethical and moral. This is the fellow who said, I encourage my students to be greedy. There's nothing to be ashamed of as long as you're honest, end quote. Levine was sentenced to 2 years in prison for amassing $12.6 million in illegal profits through insider trading. The charges, securities fraud, tax evasion, and perjury. His confessions about a broad insider trading ring led prosecutors to Boesky. He was paroled after serving 17 months of a two-year sentence. One more casualty of the philosophy that there's nothing wrong with greed as long as you're honest. It's a good religion. We advocate principle-centered behavior based upon character traits such as honesty, integrity, respect, trust, and truth. This is what we teach. How do we do this? Simply by following this belief. The power of persuasion, a matter of communication, repetition. These principles will come by hearing them, and those who have ears to hear will profit. Join us tomorrow for more on Character Traits for Successful Living. If you have comments or questions, call 741-2387 or write Tom Levis, 28 Marin Road, York, PA, 17402.